CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News has learned about a motive in last night's mass shooting at a New York City office building. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams told CBS Mornings Shane Tamura of Las Vegas killed three people in the lobby of 345 Park Avenue and planned to go up to the NFL's corporate offices.
He took the wrong elevator bank.
He wound up on the 33rd floor office of Rudin Management, where he killed another person before taking his own life. Tamura had a note on him saying he suffered from CTE.
He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury.
Tamura never played in the NFL. He did play high school football. Michael Wallace, CBS News, New York.
Among his victims, a city police officer and a senior managing director at the financial firm Blackstone, who was also a mother of two. The NFL says a league employee who was wounded is in stable condition. The mayor has ordered flags to fly at half staff at city buildings. A key player in the Jeffrey Epstein case is making a new bid to get out of prison. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, is urging the Supreme Court to step in and overturn her sex trafficking conviction on grounds she was unlawfully prosecuted.
Maxwell's attorney issued a statement calling President Trump a deal maker. He appealed to him to recognize that his client has been scapegoated for Epstein's crimes. Speaking in Scotland yesterday, the president once again called the controversy a hoax. The heat could set records in parts of the Northeast today. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Temperatures are going to be 15 to 20 degrees above average for this time of year, and heat-related illnesses are going to increase significantly.
It's expected to hit 98 degrees in New York and Philly. It'll feel like 115 in some parts of the Mississippi Valley. The Pope has weighed in on artificial intelligence. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
At the Vatican's first mass for Catholic influencers in St. Peter's Basilica this morning, Pope Leo called on the world to protect human dignity online as it faces the challenge of AI. The Pope told Catholic social media figures that nothing that comes from man and his creativity should be used to undermine the dignity of others.
Put some more pep in your step. It could do your entire body good. CBS's Michael George explains.
A study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine found that walking fast for just 15 minutes a day boosts heart efficiency, lowers body weight, and lowers your risk of death by 20%. Researchers say the benefits are even greater among low-income and black communities.
The Dow is down 44 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Early this morning, a car crashed into a Racine Unified School. Initial reports are that the vehicle made it into a classroom at Olympia Brown in Caledonia. At this point, it's believed no one was hurt. Police and firefighters got the initial call at around 2:30 this morning. Investigators are still working to find out what happened. Gateway's Racine campus is the site of a political event today. Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore is attending a town hall to answer questions about the new Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is organizing the event. They put out a statement saying Moore will be taking questions from the area's actual congressman, Brian Stile. They say Stile was invited. The first district representative is holding his own event Thursday night to talk to constituents. That'll be held in Elkhorn. 6 months after inmate Joseph Lee died from an assault at the Racine County Jail, his family is still searching for answers. They're looking for more details about the circumstances of his confinement and the events leading to his death. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning that drivers ignoring road closed signs are risking a ticket. Law enforcement says work is underway at the new roundabout construction in Rochester and that some drivers have been caught speeding and driving impaired through the area. Work at A&J will likely last a few months. The Racine Raiders are back in a championship game. They'll face the Detroit Ravens this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit for a shot at the PFA title. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4, but a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah, it's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. I feel like you start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps getting away just that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
More sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. who could take me away from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with a group called the Five Stair Steps. I was thinking, five stair steps must have awfully low ceilings in their house.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Reality from where she got a name.
left is as sweet as the punch.
Take
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus, man, I tell you, we got ourselves a ball game. I'm talking about the Brew Crew and the Cubs. They played last night in Milwaukee. Cubs lost to our Brew Crew. 8-4 was the final score. Brew Crew over the Cubs. And that means that there is a one-game lead by the Brewers. The Brewers have one-game lead over the Cubs in the division. And they play again tonight. 6:05 is the pregame here on WRJN. You can hear the game sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, and Lee's Deli. So again, 6:05 tonight. It's the pregame for the all-important second game of the series. Brewers and Cubs, tonight on WRJN.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Yeah, you lose the soul.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Summer of 69 was one of my best summers. Spent it in Lake Geneva, didn't have to work, and this song was a part of it. Stevie Wonder's Ma Cherie Amor. Summer of 69, yeah, WRJN.
Afternoon.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And let's get you updated now from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A car ended up inside of a classroom at Olympia Brown School in Caledonia early this morning. It's believed at this point no one was hurt. Police and firefighters were called to the K-8 school on 5.5 Mile Road at around 2:30 this morning. Investigators are still figuring out what happened. We're also working on learning more. 6 months after the death of an inmate at the Racine County Jail, a family is still searching for answers. You can go deeper at the Racine County Eye today about 35-year-old Joseph Lee, who died after an assault by another inmate on New Year's Eve. Lee's family has questions about why he was in a specific part of the lockup and that there are other questions they want to know more about. You can read all about it today at RacineCountyEye.com. The Gateway Technical College campus in Racine is the site of a political switcheroo today. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who reps primarily Milwaukee, will attend a town hall in Racine. A statement from a group called Opportunity Wisconsin says she'll answer questions from Congressman Brian Stiles' constituents about the Republican tax law. The event will also feature Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, who, according to the AP, will run for lieutenant governor next year. The event tonight starts at 6 and takes place in the Great Lakes Room at Gateway. Congressman Stile will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held at Elkhorn Area High School. And the Racine Raiders are headed to another championship game. The Players Football Association Championship will air on WRJN this Saturday. The Raiders are in the title game after knocking off the undefeated Motor City Rams. They'll take on the Detroit Ravens for the title this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
More sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named
did Me and You and a Dog Named Boo on the station with local news and timeless kicks. See what I did there? Here's Paul Revere and the Raiders on WRJN.
Weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
WRJN is starting to shape up like a good day to be at the beach. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Partly cloudy, muggy, high of 84. Water temperature 75 degrees. And the waves are calm, and that's the WRJN Sand and Surf Report. Sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
The beat goes on. Beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket, uh-huh. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
If you don't know me by now, the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. And I'm Dan Marcus. It's Tuesday. It's practically the weekend, right? This weekend, important weekend for the Racine Raiders. They are in the playoffs. It's a championship game. The championship game against the Detroit Ravens. And it's going to be a game. We'll bring it to you live here on WRJN. What a game it's going to be. It's brought to you by Rasmussen's Diamonds, by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, by Our Harmony Club, by Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, and Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. It's going to be a great game. With pregame at 5:45, kickoff at 6, exclusively only on WRJN.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
RJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45 the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, from the city by the bay.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you? Thank you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New York City's mayor says the gunman who shot and killed four people in a Manhattan office skyscraper was targeting the headquarters of the National Football League.
He took the wrong elevator bank up to the NFL headquarters. Instead, it took him to Rudin Management, and that is where he carried out additional shootings.
Mayor Eric Adams was on CBS Mornings.
He felt he had CTE, a known brain injury for those who participate in contact sports.
The gunman, a Las Vegas man, shot and killed himself. An NFL employee was one of the wounded. An off-duty police officer was one of those killed. CBS News law enforcement contributor Richard Esposito on the investigation.
First, they will continue to explore his motive. They'll continue to ask the questions that we all want to know. How did someone with a documented mental health history have a concealed carry permit for a gun?
Now to Reno, Nevada, where three people were killed, three others hurt yesterday when a man opened fire in the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino.